Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
We all live our lives differently. Each and every one of us is entitled to a good, happy life that we're able to lead in a way that fulfills us. But not everyone is capable of achieving this. For some people, showing empathy towards people and respecting others' beliefs and opinions is one of the most challenging things that they'll need to learn to do. Empathy and respect are all about your attitude towards others. I mean, if there are 7 billion people in the world, you're never going to get along and like everyone. But that doesn't mean you have to be or to show yourself as ignorant and disrespectful. It doesn't mean you have to be an opponent. That's just life. And if someone has a differing opinion, they were brought up in a different way than you may be, or they live their life in a different way, does that mean you should judge them, belittle them, dislike them, or put them down? After all, you wouldn't want to be judged for the way you live your life, would you? Yes, people can be difficult to get along with, and yes, people's opinions and actions can sometimes be hard to tolerate and accept. But the world won't move forward with divisions and hate. It needs peace and love and respect. So what's the real difference between empathy and respect? Well, they're both seen as positive traits to have, yet sometimes people will only give them out if they considered them to be earned. And this is not only really wrong, but also where the similarities end, because in fact, empathy and respect are quite different. To start with, empathy is all about viewpoints. You need to be able to understand what the other person is going through, and understand, or at least try to understand, the emotions and feelings of them, as well as in that moment, and the moments to come. Respect doesn't do this. And neither, unlike what many people think, does sympathy, also known as cognitive empathy. The main difference between empathy and sympathy is that empathy closes the distance between people, whereas sympathy maintains the distance between people. Let me give you an example. In 2013, a TED talk by American research professor Dr. Breen Brown proposed a situation in where both empathy and sympathy can be used, and the outcome of which will greatly be affected. Imagine this. You're in a 10-meter pit with no food, no water, and no escape. Above you, on high ground, somebody asks if you're okay, and you'll ask for help. And given their response, you'll immediately know whether that person was empathetic towards you or sympathetic towards you. In the TED talk, Breen Brown mentions the two options that the helper can take. See if you can work out which one is empathetic and which one is sympathetic. Option A. The helper remains on the high ground and gives you advice on what to do in order to get you out. They might say things like, "I hope you get out, and it could be worse." They might try to undermine the difficulty of this situation by comparing it to people who have it worse, or comparing it to a similar struggle that they once had. Option B. The helper gets in the hole with you and helps you to get out. They understand the struggle and the difficulty that you're in, and rather than view it from their own perspective, they view the situation through your eyes and try to help you overcome it. Well, it's quite obvious that option B is the one that's empathetic. Empathy, as opposed to sympathy, is all about getting close to the person and helping them through the difficulty as a guide, rather than staying back and offering your moral support from being moved to their situation. But ultimately, not doing anything to help them out. As a result, helping somebody out of a 10-meter pit, you might receive respect. Respect, on the other hand, is a strange concept to grasp and explain, because in truth, there is no real way in which it can be accurately and universally defined and applied. We all respect different things and people, and that respect changes too for each and every one of us. Respect can be lost and won, and for that reason it's actually a subjective trait, the same as humour or taking offence. Now, whilst I mentioned earlier that respect shouldn't be earned, it can be earned through effort. The difference is that you should respect everyone and everything rather than making a judgment beforehand. And when you do this, you become prejudiced, essentially prejudging. You judge and assume before you know. And when this happens, more serious, divisive, and blatantly false accusations can be made. And ideas like racism, sexism, and fascism can be spawned and taught. To give an example, if you were to go on holiday to a foreign country and one individual who's native to that country is rude to you, somebody who is prejudiced would then assume that everyone from that country was rude. And like I said, this is blatantly false. A bad experience does not define an entire race, sex, religion, or creed. You wouldn't want to be stereotyped and treated differently for something that someone else did that you've never met before, so why do it to other people? The thing is, whilst you might have experienced a rude individual, there's no need to be disrespectful, because this is just as bad as what they're doing. Don't sink to their level. Like I said, respect is a subjective trait to which each of us will apply and change differently, depending on a multitude of varying factors. But showing respect to people takes absolutely no effort. And being the bigger person is a much better way to overcome a struggle, particularly if you want to stay positive. So why is empathy and respect, why are they so needed? The world, as we know it, is pretty damn chaotic, restless, a never-ending blur that's unbelievably difficult to follow and understand. Across it, there are over 7 billion people, spread out over 7 major continents, with approximately 10,000 distinctive religions, 4 major races, with each and every person viewing each and every single little detail differently to the next. It's a melting pot of impossible vastness and depth, so it's understandable why there's so much division, so much confusion and angst. If we want to make it a better place for our children and the generations to come, then empathy and respect are necessarily the way forward. As human beings, we are social creatures. We seek out conversation and relationships. We want to be noticed. We want to notice others. In order to fulfill this need, we need these traits to be present. With empathy, it's all about understanding where each person is coming from in a state of struggle. Through difficulty and understanding, we can develop these relationships. And these relationships are unique because every relationship is going to be different. With empathetic relationships, you need to be open and you need to be honest. You need to listen and you need to help. When you build these relationships, whether it's a working relationship, a family relationship, a romantic relationship, or an international relationship, maybe with someone on social media that you've never met, you're making the world a better place. Speaking of social media, it's so easy for people to focus on negatives. If you get 100 comments on a post and 99 of them are nice, but one is nasty, you manifest on the nasty one. But with these relationships, you can help to eradicate not only the feelings that come from receiving a message like that, but also prevent the message from being sent at all. Empathy is a great tool to have in your toolbox. If you want to be the best version of yourself, you need to help others. and this is only scratching at the surface of its importance. It's not the only thing that will make this world a better place. Like I said, the world is a melting pot of just about every flavour and spice you can imagine. To make the world a better place, all you have to do is respect people. And this requires one thing, and one thing only. Acceptance. Accept people for who they are and what they believe in. It doesn't matter if you don't understand it. If you are not a religious person, it doesn't mean you have to bash people who are, who were brought up to be religious by religious parents. And likewise, if you are religious, it doesn't mean you have to persuade people to join you in your beliefs. We each have a right to live on this earth. Respect should be given freely, not earned. It should be given eagerly, not reluctantly. If you accept people for who they are, what they look like, what they believe in, then they'll do the same for you. Essentially, respect people and they'll respect you back. In life, does it really matter whether someone is gay? Does it really matter if they're religious? Does it really matter if they aren't a native to your own country? Do these things really matter in the grand scheme of things? Are they really going to affect your everyday life? Because if they are, and you wake up obsessed with someone or a group because they're different from you, then you are the one with the problem, not them. And if you want to overcome this, then empathy and respect are the things you need to learn. Just be nice to people. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.